and you are listening to the Texas Standard. You've probably seen these before, notices at your local Target telling you the car seat you bought a month ago has been recalled. Shopping for lettuce? Recall there too. VW's diesels? Ditto. Car airbags? Yep. But what about when medical devices are recalled? Over the last two decades, the U.S. has recalled 26,700 of them. That's according to Mexicanos Contra la Corrupción. We learned about that thanks to an investigative team of journalists in Mexico City working in association with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. Right about now, you may be wondering why Mexican journalists are investigating medical recalls in the U.S. Well, guess where all those recalled medical products wind up? Miriam Castillo is one of the reporters on this story. Miriam, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, thank you very much.
As I understand it, those products are turning up in Mexico and other parts of the world. Are Mexican patients in danger?
Yes, in Mexico, we found that the agency of public health, like the regulatory agency, this agency doesn't recall a lot of devices. So we only have two recalls in almost 20 years.
Wow. No way. So let me stop you right there. Two recalls in 20 years compared with 26,000 recalls in the United States. So what do Mexican officials say about why there have been only two recalls in Mexico?
They say that the devices are safe, and if there's a rupture or there is a malfunction, they are supervising, but they didn't found elements to recall a device. They say the industry have a lot of control, and the thing that we found is that the patient here in Mexico doesn't have information. We know that a recall or even an adverse file doesn't mean that all the devices has to fail. But here in Mexico, we don't know which devices are failing.
I see. So now, let me ask you, because you mentioned that another reason why Mexican patients in particular may be so vulnerable is that many of these devices are assembled in Mexico. Explain that.
The manufacturers are based in Mexico. And it's like two processes. FDA supervises all the process in the manufacturers here in Mexico.
Right.
But Mexican authorities doesn't supervise the line of production that are going to commercials here in Mexico. Sometimes in a same factory, there's a line for the products that are going to export to FDA and the United States and another country. And there's another line in which they make the devices that are selling here in Mexico.
I see.
And the process are different. The quality are different. Also, the personnel isn't enough. There are 5 or 7 people to supervise a lot of devices. So it's complicated.
Now, let me ask, you were part of a worldwide team of journalists, more than 200, who conducted this investigation called the Implant Files. And your investigation found that most countries are in a similar situation as Mexico. You just have a handful of countries regulating medical devices, the U.S., Canada, Brazil among them. Why the reluctance to regulate?
I think it's a lot of lobbying. I think it's a lot of money in between in the negotiation and something like that. Here in Mexico and another country with less development than the USA or the European Union, we are like a weak market, but we are a huge market like India. There's a lot of people, they have a chronic disease, and there's a big, big market. So we found it's more easy to them to help the enterprises and have an income, a regular income, because the inversion of that enterprises it's big and it's getting bigger.
I see what you're saying. But now one issue is whether or not these companies are just lobbying, in other words, to get laws that are favorable. It's another thing if there are payoffs involved, and that's corruption. So is there any evidence of actual corruption?
There were bribes, and they have a lot of contracts, but here doesn't punish the bribes or corruption.
There's not punishment for the bribes. The bribes are exposed, and there's not punishment for them.
Yes,
I see.
Exactly.
Do you know, I mean, there have been class action suits against certain companies manufacturing medical devices here in the U.S. Can patients, say, in Mexico join those lawsuits?
No. Here in Mexico, the justice system, it's hard to say that it's fault of the device. You have to prove it, and it's complicated mm-hmm. because generally if something fails, the company come to the hospital and get the device, and they check them, and et cetera.
I see. So the evidence disappears.
It's hard. Yes, it's hard to get.
Miriam Castillo is a reporter with Mexicanos Contra la Corrupción, an investigative team of journalists in Mexico City. Her latest story was prepared in association with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. It's called The Implant Files. Ms. Castillo, thank you so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.